ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 33 एवं करुणवासिन्या मीळपन्त्यानाथवो व्याघ्रपशुमिवा खाद सौदासो सापमोहितो ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद बीइंग कंडेम्ड बाय द कर्स ऑफ वशिष्ठ किंग सौदासो डिवोर्ड द ब्राह्मण एग्जैक्टली एज ए टाइगर इट्स प्रे Even though the Brahmana's wife spoke so pitiably, Saudas was unmoved by her lamentation. Jodhyo, purport by Srila Prabhupada, this is an example of destiny. King Saudas was condemned by the curse of Vasishtha, and therefore even though he was well qualified, he couldn't restrain himself from becoming a tiger-like Rakshasa. For this was his destiny. Tallabhyati dukhavadanyata sukham. Srimad-Bhagavatam 1.5.18. As one is put into distress by destiny, destiny can also put one in a happy situation. Destiny is extremely strong, but one can change destiny if one comes to the platform Krishna consciousness. Karmani nidhahanti kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Brahma Sangita. 54. This verse says, Evam karunabhasinya milapantya anathavat vyagra pasumiva khadat saudasa sapamohita. Being condemned by the curse of Vasishtha, King Saudasa devoured the Brahmana exactly as a tiger eats its prey. Even though the Brahmana's wife spoke so pitiably, Saudasa was unmoved by her lamentation. In purport, Srila Prabhupada says, this is an example of destiny. King Saudas was condemned by the curse of Vasishtha. Therefore, even though he was well qualified, he couldn't restrain himself becoming a tiger-like Rakshasa. For this was his destiny. Tallabhyate dukhavat anyata sukham. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.18. As one is put into distress by destiny, destiny can also put one in a happy situation. Destiny is extremely strong, but one can change destiny if one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Karmani nidhahanti kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Brahma Sangita 5.54. So this is called, this is example of destiny. Destiny is karma phala, that is result of your past karma, prarabdha karma. That is destiny. It is written. There is one saying, kapalo likhano ke kurivana. What is written in your destiny? Nobody can alter it. It's strong, it says. Destiny is extremely strong. Nobody can alter it. You have to have it. You have to reap its consequence. This is here. Saudasa was cursed by Guru Vasishtha. Saudasa was a very qualified king. Many good qualities he had, but he did such things as Guru Vasishtha cursed him. Therefore, he turned into a Rakshasa, tiger-like Rakshasa. So, the Brahmana Patni, the wife of the Brahmana, even though Brahmana's wife spoke so pitiably, so that's unmoved by them, because he couldn't restrain himself, because that is karma for his destiny. He couldn't restrain himself from becoming a tiger-like Rakshasa. This was his destiny, karma phala. Karmani nidhahanti kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Unless one comes to the path of bhakti, one comes to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness, one cannot change the destiny. Only Krishna can destroy it, otherwise nobody can destroy karma phala. It is very strong. Brahma Sangita, it is said, just Indra Gopam ಅಥವಾ ಇಂದಂ ಅಹಂ ಸ್ವಕರ್ಮ ಬಂಧಾನ್ ರೂಪಫಲಭಾದನ ಮಾತನೋತಿ ಕರ್ಮಾನ್ ನಿರ್ದಹಂತಿ ಕಿಂತು ಸ ಭಕ್ತಿಭಾದಂ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಆದಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ತಮ ಭಜಾಮಿ. ವನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇಂದ್ರಗೋಪ, ಇಂದ್ರಗೋಪ ಎ ಟೈನಿ ವರ್ಮ್ ರೆಡ್ಡಿಸ್ ಲುಕ್ ರೆಡ್ಡಿಸ್. ಜನರಲಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ರೇನಿ ಸೀಸನ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಯಾಂಡಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್. ವಿ ಸೇ ಇಂದ್ರಗೋಪ, ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ವಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ವೆಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಇಟ್, ವೆದರ್ ಆರ್ ಫೌಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಎಸ್, ಇನ್ ರೇನಿ ಸೀಸನ್ ವಿ ಫೈಂಡ್, ವಿ ಸೇ ಇಂದ್ರಗೋಪ ರೆಡ್ಡಿಸ್ ವರ್ಮ್. ಹೌ ವೈ ವನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇಂದ್ರಗೋಪ, ಅನದರ್ ಜೀವ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇಂದ್ರ, ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ಸ್, ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್. ಒನ್ ಜೀವ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇಂದ್ರಗೋಪ ಟೈನಿ ರೆಡ್ಡಿಸ್ ವರ್ಮ್, ಅನದರ್ ಜೀವ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇಂದ್ರ, ಹೆವನ್ಲಿ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಫಲ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಡೆಸ್ಟಿನಿ, ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ದಟ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕರ್ಮ. ಒನ್ ಹು ಡಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, he may be elevated to the heavenly planet, he may become Indra, he may become Indra. And one does very abominable activities, sinful activities, so he may turn into Indra, he'll get that birth, Indragopa, that tiny insect, reddish insect. Because karmapa, this is destiny. But karmani nidhanti kintu sa bhakti bhadam govindam adi purushantam vadami. But Adi Purusha Govinda only can destroy karma phala, the result, karmic reaction, nobody else can do it. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj says, destiny is extremely strong. Do you follow? Destiny is extremely strong. But one can change destiny. How it will be changed? If one comes to the platform pure Krishna consciousness, karma nidhanti kintu sa bhakti bhajan, if he comes to the path of bhakti, comes to the platform pure Krishna consciousness, sarva dharmana paichejya mamekum saranam braja antan sra papebhya mukhi sai maasuta. This is the most concluding instruction, most confidential instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. One who, abandoning all varieties of dharma, completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, then Krishna destroys all his sinful reactions, karmic reactions. Otherwise, nobody can destroy. Nobody can destroy. Only Krishna can destroy, unless one comes to the pure platform, pure Krishna consciousness, karma phala cannot be destroyed. Destiny cannot be changed or destroyed. Has to. Do you follow? Many instances are there. You'll find there are 84 lakhs of species. Isn't it? 84 lakhs. What are they? Bolo.
Trees.
Yes. 84 lakhs of species are there. Yes. Jalaja navalakhyani. Jalaja navalakhyani thavara vinsalakhyati krumeru rudrasankhyokar pakhinang dasalakhyakam trinsalakhyani pasavo ಚತುರ್ಲಕ್ಷಣಿ ಮಾನವ ಟೋಟಲ್ 84 ಲಾಕ್ಸ್. ಅಕ್ವಾಟಿಕ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ 9 lakhs ಆಫ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್. 9 lakhs ಆಫ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅಕ್ವಾಟಿಕ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್. ಸ್ಥಾವರ ವಿಶಲಕ್ಷತಿ ಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಥಾವರ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ 20 lakhs ಆಫ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್. ಕ್ರೂಮೇರ ರುದ್ರ ಸಂಖ್ಯೋಗಾರ್ ಕೃಮಿ ಕೀಟ ಪೋತಂಗ ವರ್ಮ್ ಜಾರ್ಮ್ ಇನ್ಸೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ 11 lakhs ಆಫ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್. ಪಕ್ಷಿಣಾಂಗ ಸಲಕ್ಷ್ಯಕಂ 10 lakhs ಆಫ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಬಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ರೇರ್. ತ್ರಿಸಲಕ್ಷಾಣಿ ಪಶವ ದಿ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಬೀಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಫ್ 30 lakhs ಆಫ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚೌದಲಕ್ಷಾಣಿ ಮಾನವ 4 lakhs ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ರೇರ್. ಟೋಟಲ್ 84 lakhs. ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಟೋಟಲ್ 84 lakhs. ಸೊ ಹೌ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಒನ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾರ್ತ್. According to one's karma phala, you understand? According to one's past, result of past activity, that is known destiny. Do you understand? One has become insect, one has become tiger, one has become bird, one has become aquatic animal, one has become tree, mountain. This Nara, Kubera, Manigriva, they became trees. Isn't it? They were two sons of Kubera, two Gandharvas, in heavenly planets, higher planetary system. They did such karma, such activity, they took the birth of trees. Do you understand? Narada Muni cursed them. Do you understand? This activity is karma. Do you follow? This karma phala. The Indra, heavenly king Indra, once that is there, he disrespected the Devaguru Brihaspati. Disrespected Devaguru Brihaspati. Understand my language? The guru of the demigods, Brihaspati. Once Indra disrespected. Therefore, Brihaspati cursed, become a hog. So, he became a hog. Yes, this is karma phala, this is the result of his activity. He did such karma. He disrespected his guru, therefore became a hog. Completely forgot that once he was Indra, heavenly king. He completely forgot. Yes. Have you remembered what was your previous birth? Completely forgotten. Nobody has remembered. So, staying in the mounds of stool, eating stool, one hog wife producing hundreds of children, all are eating stool. Hundreds years passed. Brahma took pity on him. Are he? This fellow was Indra. What is doing now? Eating stool? Completely forgotten. Can't remember. So Brahma came down and asked, "Hey, what are you doing? Don't you know? You are Indra, heavenly king. What are you doing now, eating stool? Can't you remember?" Brahma said 2, 3, 4 times. Didn't listen. No, didn't listen to him. Brahma thought of, my words will never enter into his ears. My words will never enter into his ears. Why? Because he is so much attached, so strong attachment he has for this material enjoyment. Vishaya-sakti. Do you understand? Yes, very strong attachment towards this material enjoyment. So my words will never enter into his ears. Unless this attachment is finished, he won't lend his ear to my words. Brahmana. Because Brahma Mahajana. Brahma is Mahajana. One of the 12 Mahajanas, first Mahajana, Brahma. Brahma knows. So Brahma first killed his hundreds of children, killed them. And children are killed, became angry, roared, raising his tusk, ran towards Brahma. But what can he do? Brahma is very powerful. Brahma then said, "Hey, don't you remember? You are once Indra. Now what are you doing?" Still he didn't hear. Still Brahma's words didn't enter into it. Brahma again thought, his attachment is not completely finished because his wife is there. Again produce children. Some attachment there. So then Brahma killed his wife. The children were killed, wife was killed. My children were killed, wife was killed, nobody was there. Then became angry, ran towards Brahma, till Brahma said, "Hey, what are you doing? Don't you remember you are Indra? You are now eating stool?" Then he listened, because all attachment is finished now. Then he listened, what are you saying? Indra, heavenly planet? Yes, you are in heavenly planet, you are king of heavenly planet. Surga Raja, Indra. Do you want me to go there? Asked Brahma. Asked Brahma. Do you want me to go there? Yes, you are there. Its tool is available there. If sea hog is available there, then I will go. Such attachment. Material attachment is so strong, you see. Are Baba, if there is Amrit, is there Amrit? Nectar. What is this tool? Nectar is there. A sea hog. Angelic, very beautiful angelic girls are there. Apsaras are there. Denizens of heaven there. Very, very beautiful Urvasi. Your wife, Indra's wife, Sachi, very beautiful woman, lady is there. What sea hog are you saying? Still such attachment, such attachment. Do you understand? That is what. Mahajanakam sadhukam speaks Krishna katha. How many are hearing really? Whose ears this Krishna katha is really entering? Is entering into your ears? Astananda. One who has very strong attachment to this material enjoyment, his katha will never enter into his ears, no. Maybe sitting is only pretending that he is hearing, pretending, but really is not hearing. As long as this material attachment is there, very strong attachment, Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, Sadhur katha will never enter into his ears. When the attachment will completely finish, then he will hear. Do you understand? Yes. How many have come to get Krishna? Bolo. How many have come to get Krishna? You take statistics, you'll find very disappointing statistics, disappointing, very, very disappointing. Have you come to get Krishna? No. Many have come. Yes. Nice, nice enjoyment will available. Yes. We'll join in the society of Krishna consciousness. A nice prasad is available, car will be available, fly in the air, travel in West, many far off countries, we go there, do you understand? We'll become Vaishnav, sadhu, many people come, pay dandavat and give pranami. Some donation will be available. Isn't it? Very hard struggle. Jivan Sangram, very hard struggle for existence. Material world, very hard struggle for existence. Yes. It's done, very nice, done in the society of Krishna consciousness. Very easy, very easy. Very nice arrangements are there. Nice arrangements of enjoyment is there. Yes. You will earn so much dollars, yes, so much dollars. Do you follow? How many have come getting Krishna? They have this desire for enjoyment. Do you follow? Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But Mahaprabhu came as a devotee, bhakta bhavangikari, assuming the mood of a bhakta, devotee. Mahaprabhu came to teach us devotion, how to surrender unto Krishna, how to render loving service unto Krishna, how to get Krishna. So how many understand Mahaprabhu? How many think that Mahaprabhu is so wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous, that he descended here to teach us how to surrender Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to render loving service unto Krishna, how to cry for Krishna, to get Krishna and make your life successful, perfect in this very life. But as long as you have this material enjoyment, Mahaprabhu's words will never enter, Vaishnava words, Sadhu's words will never enter into your ears. Most of them think that Mahaprabhu will give us all sorts of enjoyment. Mahaprabhu is like a gardener, Mali, yes. Mali haya kare, do you understand? Brahmanda Brahmite kon? Bolo, মারি হইয়া করে সেই বীজের রোপণ, হ্যাঁ শ্রবণ কীর্তন দলে করই সেচন, নিত্য সিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম সাধ্য কবু নয়, শ্রবণ আদি শুদ্ধ চিতে করই উদয়। হ্যাঁ, সো ওয়ান্ডারিং 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 লাক্স লাক্স অফ ব্রহ্মাণ্ডস, লাক্স লাক্স অফ স্পেসিস, ওয়ান সমান ইজ ফর্চুনেট বাই দি মার্সি অফ গুরু অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ গেটস দি বীজ সিড অফ ভক্তি ক্রিপার, হ্যাঁ ইজ ইট, দেন ভক্তি ক্রিপার দি সিড ইজ সন, দেন দের ইজ ওয়াটারিং শ্রবণ কীর্তন, হ্যাঁ দেন গার্ডনার, গার্ডনার্স বিজনেস টু সো দি সিড অ্যান্ড ওয়াটার, ওয়াটারিং ইজ দেয়ার শ্রবণ কীর্তন, ইয়ারিং চ্যান্টিং ইজ দি ওয়াটারিং, হ্যাঁ দি গার্ডনার ডাজ সো, মহাপ্রভু কেম অ্যাজ এ ভক্ত, ডু ইন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, লাইক এ গার্ডনার, ডু ইন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, হি সোস দি সিড অ্যান্ড হি অ্যালাউজ এভরিবডি টু কাম অ্যান্ড হিয়ার ডু শ্রবণ কীর্তন, নিত্য সিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম সাধ্য কবু নয়, শ্রবণ আদি শুদ্ধ চিতে করু উদয়। কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ইজ নট সো ইজিলি অ্যাভেলেবল, ইজ নট সাধ্য সো ইজিলি, বট শ্রবণ আদি শুদ্ধ চিত, ইউ কাম টু সাধু অ্যান্ড হিয়ার কৃষ্ণ কথা, কনসেন্ট্রেটেড অ্যাটেনশন, সরেন্ডারিং অ্যান্ড টু সাধু, গিভিং অফ অল ডিজায়ার্স, দস সরেন্ডারিং অ্যান্ড সাধু, গেট সাধুস মার্সি, দেন কৃষ্ণ কথা উইল এন্টার ইন টু ইয়ার ইয়ার বাই হিজ মার্সি উইল ডেভেলপ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম। Do you follow? So this is question, question is here, the gardener, the Mahaprabhu acted like a gardener, Mali, he sowed that seed, then that creeper develops, regular watering is there, Shravana Kirtan, then creeper develops, grows, grows, develops, then goes where? উপজিয়া বাড়েলতা ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভেদি যায়, বিরজা ব্রহ্মলোক ভেদি পরব্যম যায়, তবে যাও তদুপরি গোলক বৃন্দাবন কৃষ্ণ চরণ কল্প বৃক্ষে করে আরোহণ, গ্রোস অ্যান্ড গ্রোস গ্রোস, হ্যাঁ গ্রোস অ্যান্ড গোজ এবভ দিস ব্রহ্মাণ্ড মেটেরিয়াল ইউনিভার্স, দেন ক্রসেস বিরজা, ক্রসেস ব্রহ্মলোক বিরজা, দেন enters into parabrahma spiritual sky, then grows, but you should continue watering shravana kirtan, it is eternal, do you understand, continue, then at last it goes to Goloka Vrindavan, topmost planet Goloka Vrindavan, krishna charana kalpa vrikshe kare arohana, creeper lata wants support, what is support, support is krishna charana, the lotus feet of Krishna, that is support. At last, the creeper, bhakti creeper, go and support, gets that support, Krishna charana, the lotus feet of Krishna, that's like kalpa vrikya, that's like a desire fulfilling tree. Do you follow me? Taha vistarita haya phale prema phala, yaha mali seche nitya shravana adi jala. There, but mali the gardener, is engaged daily watering. Watering is Shravan Kirtan. Do you understand? Engaged. Still, one should always engage, daily engaged. Every day he should be engaged in Shravan Kirtan, that is watering. So, then creeper will produce there fruit, flower and fruit. Fruit is prema. Krishna prema is fruit. Prema phala. Still, you should not cease this watering. The watering is Shravana Kirtan should be continued. When this prema phala is there, then now ripened fruit is there. The gardener gets the fruit. The gardener is Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu is gardener. The gardener gets fruit. Prema phala. So he gets gardener now. Mahaprabhu is gardener, he gets prema phala. So, when that fruit is there, he becomes very, very happy. Now, so many fruits are there. What to do? I am one gardener. How can I eat everything? The Mahaprabhu is not selfish. Do you understand? Selfish. He distributes. Do you follow? He distributes to everybody. Everybody. He distributes to everybody. Mahaprabhu Mahapadanya is the most munificent incarnation who freely, indiscriminately gives Krishna prema. Indiscriminately gives Krishna prema. Here is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find
Atayebe ami ajna dilu sabakare Atayebe ami ajna dilu sabakare Jahata prema phalo deho jare tare Jahataha prema phalo deho jare tare Ekala mala karo ami oto phalo khabo Ekala la karo ami কত ফল খাব না দিয়াবা এত ফল আমি কি করিব না দিয়াবা এত ফল আমি কি করিব অতএব সব ফল দেহ যারে তারে অতএব সব ফল দেহ যারে তারে খাইয়া হোক লোক অজরে অমরে খাইয়া হোক লোক
In Mahaprabhu's Leela, Mahaprabhu has given independence to Kripa Shakti. Understand? Mahaprabhu has given independence to Kripa Shakti, mercy potency, Kripa Shakti. But in other incarnation, Kripa Shakti is under Ichha Shakti, not independent. Is under Ichha Shakti, will power, will, supreme will, supreme Lord has supreme will. He is supreme, supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna, his will is supreme. You understand? The Krupa Shakti is under Ichha Shakti. Understand my language? Is under Ichha Shakti, under supreme will. But in Mahaprabhu incarnation, Mahaprabhu gave independence to Krupa Shakti. Krupa Shakti is not under Ichha Shakti. Understand me? Therefore says, Mahaprabhu gave this independence. Now you distribute this prema phala whomever you like. So much, so many fruits are now. Ekala malakar, I am only one gardener. How many can I eat? I am only one. So you distribute. Mahaprabhu gave independence to Krupas. You distribute whomever you like. Otev saphala deho jare tare khaya huko luko ojore amare. Let everybody get, let him eat prema phala, he become deathless, ajar, amar. No old age, no death, ever fresh young man. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Mahaprabhu has given independence. So, one may think, this Jagadish Pandit may think, oh, Mahaprabhu is so merciful. So Mahaprabhu will make all arrangements for my enjoyment now. Yes, Mahaprabhu will make all arrangements of my enjoyment. If you cherish this desire, this is bhogabuddhi. This is the desire for material enjoyment. So the Harikatha will never enter into your ears. No. Though you may come, sit here, you are just pretending that you are hearing. Really, Harikatha is not entering into your ear because you have bhoga buddhi, you have desire for enjoyment. And Mahaprabhu is like gardener, He'll make a very nice flower garland, or what do you say? Bunch of flower, phula toda. Mukhya flower, just take it. If you develop this desire, then bhagyahina, unfortunate, ill luck. That is ill fate, ill destiny, bad destiny will come to you. Though you may come and sit here, but you cannot hear Krishna katha, Bhagavat katha, will never enter into your ear. If good fortune comes, Brahmanda Ramite Gona Bhagyavana Jiva, fortunate Jiva, wandering in lakhs of Brahmanda, lakhs of places, comes in contact with sadhu, and surrenders into sadhu, surrenders into the lotus feet of sadhu, then begs for his mercy, concentrated attention, crying for the mercy of sadhu. Hears, and he is completely, his all desires, material desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation, completely destroyed. If fortunately, then he will hear Krishna katha. Krishna katha will enter into ears. Otherwise, cannot enter. Do you understand? That happened. Brahma knows this thing. Therefore, Brahma thought, why so much material attachment he has. Unless the attachment is finished, this fellow will never listen to me. You follow? So this is karma phala. This is karma phala. This is the result, destiny. This is the result. This is destiny, karma phala. It will never be destroyed. Karmani nidhanti. Unless one comes to the path of pure Krishna consciousness, pure bhakti, completely surrender by the mercy of Sadguru, Guru Krishna Krupate Paya. This karma phala will never be destroyed. Only Krishna can destroy. Destiny will be changed, Krupa says. Destiny will be changed if one comes to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness. Otherwise cannot be changed. So one becomes, he was Indra, now is hog. Similarly, Bharata Maharaj, emperor of the world, very pious king, gave up everything, came to the Pulahapulasthi ashrama, engaged in sadhana bhajan. He made so much advancement, yes. Do you understand? He was very, very elevated. Still, he had, in subtle corner, attachment was there. So he became attached to a doe, Murgasavaka, to a doe. He forgot everything. He forgot meditating Krishna, always meditating doe. Such attachment. So at last, when death, time of death, he thought of the doe. Left the body, then next birth is body. He got the body of a deer, isn't it? Couldn't go back, come back to Godhead, because he couldn't think of the Lord at the time of death. This is attachment. He did such activity. This is karma phala. This is karma phala. This is destiny. This is the karmic reaction, result of his activity. Such an elevated personality. Such an elevated personality, Bharata Maharaj. In Mahabharata, there is Nahusa. Is Nahusa the famous king of Soma dynasty, Soma Vansa. He is the son of Ayu, King Ayu. He is a very pious king. He has performed many pious activities. He is a very powerful king. He was so powerful, even demigods were inviting him to heavenly planet when there was attack. Demons, you understand? When demons were attacking the demigods there. So demigods are inviting Nahusa to give them protection. Yes, such king. So he had done so much pious activities. As a result of his pious activities, he was elevated to heavenly planet and became Indra. Then Nahusa became Indra. He was king here, then he became Indra. When he became Indra, he became very puffed up, proud. So he engaged the Brahmanas in carrying his palanquin as King Rahugana engaged. Jadabharat, a great Brahmana. Similarly, the Nahusa engaged the Brahmanas carrying his palanquin. Once he engaged Agastya Muni to carry his palanquin. Agastya Muni, famous Brahmana. And by chance, his leg touched the body of Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni got angry and cursed, "Hey, rascal, what are you doing? You are so puffed up, becoming Indra and doing this." So he cursed him, "Sarpa Bhava, become a serpent." So he became a serpent, snake. He was king of heaven, Indra, now serpent. So this is karma phala, destiny. The phala, this is destiny, karma phala. Karmani, jagnyarthat karmana natra lokayam karma bandhana. Gita says, if your karma activity are not done, if your karma is not done for the satisfaction of jagya purush, Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna, there must be karma phala, bandage of karma, reaction of karma, isn't it? That's karma phala, that is destiny. That is destiny. That is there in Mahabharata. Another episode is also there in Mahabharata. One Vedic Pandit was there. He has studied Veda, acquired Vedic knowledge, but he had no bhakti. Only Vedic knowledge he has acquired and scholarship he had. Once he was going on the road, and some of his friends are also there, other Brahmin friends were there with him. They were going. He saw very nice palatable food lying on the road. Very nice. Palau, rasgulla, jilpi, laddu. Very nice, palatable. And Brahmins generally are very greedy. "Oh, very nice food. It's just lying on the road." But a ghost worshipper, those who worship ghosts, they prepare nice food and offer to ghosts. A ghost worshipper had offered that food to ghost. So he ate it. That Brahmin ate it and also gave that food to his friends. "All right, you eat." All of them ate. So after a few years, they all died. So they were all brought to the abode of Jamaraj, because Jamaraj will take decision, what birth, what will be next birth. You understand? In Jamaraj's court. So in Jamaraj's court, Chitragupta opened their book. Chitragupta keeping book for every individual human being. What is doing? Good work, bad work, evil work. Yes, everything. But then Chitragupta opened and said, this, they have done this thing. So Jamaraj gave this nispatti decision. You will remain in the species of ghost. This is your karma phala. Remain in the species of ghost. Ghost means non-gross body and subtle body. To remain in subtle body, very, very painful, very, very painful. Yes, very, very painful. Therefore, ghosts always want to enter into some gross body. They enter into gross body, they will get some relief. Otherwise, very painful. So Jamaraj said, "You will remain in ghost body, ghost species." Then that their leader, that Vedavid Brahman, said, "Why? Why will it be like that? Then you have done this thing. You are a Brahman, but you have not performed Brahmin activity, Brahminical activity. You ate the food offered to ghosts. So this is karma phala. You have to do, you have to reap it. Nobody can change it, nobody can change it. You have to remain in the species of ghost. Nobody can change." Then they paid obeisance at the lotus feet of Jamaraj. "How can we be delivered from this bondage? Please tell us the means, how we'll be delivered." Jamaraj said, "You will definitely remain in the places of ghosts, and you remain in a deserted place. Deserted place, Maru Anchal. If by chance a Vaishnava goes there, he must be very, very thirsty and hungry. If you serve him, get his blessings, then he may be delivered, otherwise may not be delivered. That Dharmaraj Jamaraj said. So they remained in ghost places hundreds, hundreds of years in a deserted place. By chance a Vaishnava went there. Vaishnavas traveled throughout the world. Throughout the world they traveled, preached the science of Krishna consciousness. You understand? Because they are very, very merciful. Their heart bleeds seeing the suffering of the jivas. Their heart bleeds. Because out of ignorance they have been suffering, let me go there, impart this Krishna consciousness, inculcate Krishna consciousness unto them, and they will be delivered. Their suffering will be, mitigated forever. Go back home, back home. They are so merciful. So they go everywhere, throughout the world. So they also go to deserted places sometimes. So by chance, a Vaishnava came to that deserted place where these Brahmins were in ghost places. They couldn't see, oh yes, Vaishnava, Tilak is there, Shikha, shaving head, chanting Hare Krishna by attire, garment. One can see Vaishnava chanting Hare Krishna. Immediately they remember what Dharmaraj has said. Deserted place means scorching heat of the sun overhead, scorching heat of the sun. Underneath, sand is there, very hot, blisters coming out on the feet, sole. Thirsty, no water, no tree, no shady tree. The Vaishnava was thirsty and hungry, scorching heat, blisters coming out on the sole. So when they saw, yes, Vaishnava has come, Jamaraj has said. So one of them, some of them, took the form of the trees. Oh, very nice trees here. Vaishnava sat down under the cooling shade of the tree. And that leader of that ghost party, that Brahmin, beloved Brahmin, he took the form of a Brahmin, human being, came there and asked, how can we serve you? Vaishnava said, I am very thirsty, hungry. So immediately he went, brought a glass of cold water and some fruit. Yes, ghosts do very nice work. If you can engage them, yes, they will do very nice work. Some sadhakas are there. Yes, I know one sadhaka is still here. Baba, he is a Pakhi Baba. He is bhuta sadhaka. Yes. He uses the ghosts to do work. Yes. You follow? So, the Vaishnava immediately offered that fruits to Bhagavan Vishnu, make prasad, so he ate. Then his remnants he gave them. But the ghosts, asariri, they have no gross body, they are subtle body, they cannot eat like this, they only smell, ghost smell. When they smelt, immediately they got very nice demigod's body, Dibya Devatanu. They were delivered from ghost places and they got very nice demigod's body. Then they came, paid obeisances at lotus feet of Vaishnava. Vaishnava became amazed. Then he asked, what had happened to you? Then they related the whole story. You understand? This story. So this is karma phala, this is destiny. According to one's karma phala, destiny, one may be elevated to the surga or may go down to narka. If someone is fortunate, gets sadhu krupa, Vaishnava krupa, thereby gets Krishna krupa, karmanididhan, then his karma phala will be destroyed. He'll get mukti. Otherwise, karma phala cannot be destroyed. No other means is there. Karmani niddhanti kintucha bhakti bhajang govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajami. This bhakti is very powerful. Bhakti is very powerful. Karma, jnana, yoga. Karma, jnana, yoga is not so powerful. Bhakti is powerful. That's what Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Bhakti vina kon sadhan dite nare phala. Sab phala deva bhakti sodantra prabala. Ajagala stananya anya sadhana. Ateva hari bhaje buddhiman mana. One is buddhiman, one is intelligent.